aircraft caused the blackout in Argentina and Uruguay last Sunday morning. Back to their base, they were intercepted by a Black Knight, and one has been shot down, the other one escaped. Yes, it's the second time they do it. The first time was in Venezuela.
Will there be more blackouts or not? What is all this about?
Yes, Robert, more will happen. They create chaos and confusion among the population. It is a light ritual of taking the inner light away from people. They do it in places where there will be a greater agenda against the people. Notice, first New York, just before 9/11, then Boston, just before the attack. Argentina, due to the implementation of the vaccines and the imminent regional economic collapse. We haven't registered any in Europe, but there will be. It is a turning off the inner light. It's a kiss of death, as in the Sicilian mafia.
Why do they care to do this symbolic act? It seems that they like the symbolisms very much. For whom is the message of this blackout symbol directed?
For ritualistic reasons towards their entities. They have reasons to believe that the TR-3B were distractors for another plane, an EA-18G Growler, full of generators and electronic equipment coming out of the aircraft carrier. What's more, this plane was seen circling over several power plants before dawn on Sunday in Argentina and south of Uruguay, even at night before dawn. We know this plane well, and for years. And yes, it is capable of making an EMP in order to shut down power plants, among other things. An EA-6B was seen, or so they say. The growlers have nothing to do in the Chilean airspace, especially the ones coming from Argentina. There is even a video of two UFOs in Argentina. They are the two TR-3B. But as I said before, these consume gas plane type JP-9. Because of the magnetic motors, they lack the ability to make an EMP of that magnitude, electromagnetic pulse. It was a distractor. The perpetuator was an EA-18G Growler, more conventional, coming out of the US Navy's aircraft carrier. It is not seen by the Argentinian radar because it is made invisible by electronic measures. The stealth technology as presented to the public is obsolete, like the one in F-177. That is already obsolete. With electronics, even up to an aluminium DC-3 can be made invisible. That is the situation. Share this and let it be known that most models of TR-3B still use airplane gas, although this will point directly at USA for the blackout. The EA-6B is considered retired, but it is still used in black operations. This detail is important. It was replaced by the EA-18G Growler Electric Hornet, or Growler variant of Hornet FA-18, but of lower EMP capacity, of lower weight, useful to load external generators, like those of the EA-6B Prowler. Therefore, it was used.
And all this turning off the electric generators to scare the population?
It causes a lot of chaos, that's right. It is to attack the population. You must know something, and only few see it that way. They are at war against the civilian population. It is not a political state against another political state, and that's it. The enemy is the human population.
But why, Svaru? I do not understand this part. we are already slaves.
Different reasons. Because if you wake up to realize how few are those constituting the cabal, you will end with them quickly. As I said before, you can put all the cabal and even secondary members in a single stadium and there would still be free chairs left. The problem is that the population is fragmented and separated, fighting one another for anything, and this on purpose. That's why the agendas of separating men and women with things like feminism and movements like men going their own way, or racism, or nationalism.
And what solution do you see, Svaru?
You do not have to go all the way up to the problem of the reptiles and the archons, only from a human level. Do not let a bunch of ruffians dominate the world. The humans need to unite. Leave behind their silly differences or they will become extinct. Seriously. But there we have religious fanaticism, for example, to keep separating. Like Islam, fighting against the infidels of the West, when it is the same religion as Judaism or Catholicism, only twisted around. Worshippers of the Black Sun, no more. Many historians, more or less awake, call them Atonists. I myself have used it, but it is not exactly adoration to the sun, because it is to the black sun, Saturn, not to the sun, Ra, Horus. It's just that people don't become aware of what is obvious. At the masses, they say Amen. What is that if not Amon Ra? But people do not see it, because they are told it is something else, so they stay there. Unidimensional mentality. As it happens with me, with my information, on one level some things are interpreted in one way, from another level they are interpreted differently. Things do not have a single meaning. It is stepped, and that is on purpose, to hide the truth. Nothing has only one meaning.
But you said that the cabal is under control, isn't it?
It is contained on Earth and Venus, mostly on Earth. But they are like a cornered rat. Every cornered animal is very dangerous. They feel that they have nothing to lose anymore and have a mentality to take out most people as they can. Mentality that if I cannot have it, nobody will, meaning the world.
But this planet is not theirs.
They differ. Humans are their cattle, their planet where they were created, where the Kingu reptiles were created, not humans. Let it that be clear. Kingu are their servants. From some energetic level, they are also cattle. But humans are their form.
By the way, what is the difference between Illuminati and Cabal?
The Cabal is bigger. It includes reptiles, Maitreya, and other archons. Illuminati is a step of power, which is part of the Cabal, a rather more human level, elite power, based on high-ranking masons. It fuses without clear boundaries. The Deep Cabal and Illuminati. Example of this is the Vatican being both. Some I would include between the two worlds, because some in the deep state are no longer human. But we would also have to determine what exactly the deep state is. And that would be the ones that control the government, behind the alliances, the corporations that rule, not the political state of the Western nations. The part of the military behind the obvious. What forms the budget for black operations, the SSP, etc.
And how do those called white hats fit in? Part of the deep state, I guess, that is said to support the disclosure and all.
They are the ones who help humanity to balance the karma of the black ones, priests of the cult of Saturn, black hats, black squares, white squares. It is part of the game.
Okay, Perhaps we can deepen all this someday in the future more. Thank you, Zvaru, for all these clarifications and for your contribution about the situation of the blackout.
You are welcome, Gosha and Robert. See you tomorrow and rest.